meeting is now being recorded.
Thanks. Good day, everyone. Welcome to the 26th plenary call, 27th plenary call. Is there anyone who is on the phone but not listed in the Adobe Connect? And is there anybody that has an update to their statement of interest? Okay, great, excellent. So my statement of interest is that we need everybody to get through this document that you received in the mail and provide feedback to it. It's going to go out with your name on it. So what I wanted to use the start of this call for was to kind of go over the plan for getting this draft, this interim draft done by the 23rd of December, and to answer any questions you have about the process, and then hopefully free you to spend this time reading the draft that we circulated. Jean Baptiste, perhaps you can put up the draft report work plan. Thank you. So, as you can see, we put together a semblance of an interim draft after a period of intense discussions and typing in Washington, D.C., and circulated it. I hope everybody has received it. If you haven't, then let me know. What we want to do is set a deadline of Friday, this Friday, for topics that you feel like you want to discuss on a future plenary and to get notes back and comments back in the document. As I mentioned in my email, it's a little bit of a mix, but most of it we'd love to see changes made directly in the Google Doc because people can edit at the same time and the changes will be tracked. The stuff that is on safeguards and trust we want to do in the Word document if possible. So do it wherever you're able to do it and we'll find a way to make it work, but we need to get your comments back if we can by Friday. Then we'll have a plenary on the 14th to go through the comments and discuss any controversial recommendations. That's probably an area where you should pay particular attention because that's where refinements were made, based on conversations that we'd all had in previous plenaries, but that's where you'll want to focus your attention. And then we'll put out a second draft on December 16th. And then have a final plenary on the 21st to go over those changes. So that's our basic plan of action here to get out a interim draft. And as you'll see in the draft, there are placeholders for work that is still outstanding, such as the DNS abuse survey, the INTA survey, and a couple of other areas of inquiry for the analysis group. But besides that, we've got the beginnings of the document. So at this point, I'd like to invite either Jordan or Laureen to add color commentary to any of this, but that's the basic gist of the process we have going forward. Laureen or Jordan, did you want to add anything?
Sure. This is Laureen. Can everyone hear me? Yes?
Yes.
Good. I'm using this fancy new earpiece now, so I have all this new technology. First of all, I want to thank the entire drafting team, which worked really hard over the past last week, in addition to the great support we had from ICANN staff who was there both in person and I know also was helping back in California. Everyone worked really hard to produce these documents, but they are a work in progress. So I am really asking everyone to set aside time this week to really look it over, particularly with an eye towards the recommendations, if you think we're hitting the mark with the recommendations, and also if you think that there are topics that we intend to cover later but still need information on, if you think that that hasn't been set forth in a placeholder sufficiently, that's another issue to be sensitive to. As you know, I don't have access to Google Docs at work, so to get me feedback, please do it in a Word document with track changes. That is the best way to make sure I see exactly what your proposals are. A special shout out to Stan, who I don't think is on the call, but Stan actually has been first out of the gate with comments in Word documents, and that that process works very well. If people have particular issues that they want to talk about offline, please feel free to reach out to me, and we can set up a time to chat. Basically, for this process, both Drew and I looked to the discussion papers. There was lots of cutting and editing because we couldn't include everything, and indeed, you know, not everything was the most relevant for the report. So we really tried to make things manageable and flow, but to the extent we haven't achieved that aim as fully as we could, we really rely on your good set of eyes for looking things over, not only substantively, but even if there are just proofing issues. So that's my plea to the group.
Thanks, Lorraine, and thanks, Jordan, for adding your general support from your disabled self. So my question, I guess, is, does anyone have any questions about the process of the document if you started to read it? Margie, go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan. This is Margie. As we pull together we go from the comments this week to pulling together the one completed document under the timeline. My question for you, Jonathan and team, is would you like staff to take a stab at drafting the executive summary based on the material that, you know, the language that's in the documents itself, or do you want to assign someone to do that? I just wanted to flag that as being an important part of getting the process done.
Thanks, Margie. I was actually going to take a stab at that this weekend after the IGF, but that said, I would welcome a draft from staff as a starting point.
Okay. We'll send you a draft, and then you can take it from there. At least, hopefully, it'll cover the top. You know, give you a structure and make it easier for you to pull it together. So we'll go ahead and do that.
Sure. Thank you. Other questions? Okay. So that's actually the material we wanted to cover today, because what we wanted to do is give you this time to work on going through the draft. So if you don't have further questions, I'm going to ask that you hang up the phone and go to your inbox and find the draft and start reading right now if you're not in a car or something like that, because we need to get the feedback back in the next 48 hours, basically. All right. Carlton, I see that you're typing something. as is Jean Baptiste. Okay. You guys can just speak too. Thanks, I'm going to put the link.
This is Laureen. I still
yes,
have,
go ahead.
I still have my geeky question about Google Docs or my ignorant question about Google Docs. Do changes show up as track changes or do they just show up as edit? Or they do not show up at all. People just edit and then it's a different document.
Like Word, it depends on whether track changes is enabled, which I believe it is in the document.
So that's
but, I'll ask Jean-Baptiste to... Right.
Yeah,
the default is just...
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, as long as people make sure they're in suggesting mode, it will track all the changes in the document.
So that's something then I want to emphasize to everyone for the whole document, not just you know, our safeguards portion. Make sure you're in suggestion mode because we should be, we are at the point where we're making suggestions. We're not autonomously making edits and changes based on our individual preferences. So I just want to make sure that everyone from a technical perspective make sure that they're in suggesting mode rather than a mode that's going to make changes without people being able to see that there's been a change.
Thanks, Lorraine. Or if in doubt, just add comments instead of red lines. That's fine, too.
Right, right.
David asked for the comments you provided. David, you don't need to add them again. They're either included or will be, but we have them. Any other questions or comments?
Jonathan, it's Margie. So let me just clarify.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was an old hand.
No, that's fine. When the comments come in on the Google Doc, then it's still up to the individual pen holders to come up with the revision on the next draft for that section of the report, correct? I just want to confirm that at
that's
this
exactly.
point the pen holders still
exactly
still
right.
hold the pen.
That's right. That's exactly
okay,
right.
Great. Thank you.
Jonathan.
I mean, we could talk about it further. The only variation on that may be that we try to get David to pick up the pen on the some of the rights protection stuff. We can talk about that offline. But, yes, the pen holder should still be the pen holder.
Jonathan, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's Jean-Baptiste on the phone. I just wanted to let you know that currently the Google Docs are set up so that people can only write a comment. If this needs to be changed, just let me know.
So they can only do comments?
Yes.
So actually the way that works in practice is if you edit the doc, it will just show up as a red line. That will be a version of a comment. So it will still allow red lines. It just won't allow correct edits.
Okay. Great. Thank you. And David is still typing. Yeah, David, you should have received in your inbox as attachments all of the parts of the document. So
that's
can,
an email from Jonathan, David, rather than Jean-Baptiste.
That's right. Uh, No, they were divided into sub-documents, David, because they're going to have to go back to the pen holders for those sections. So it's not a single collated document at this point. Any other questions?
David,
feel free to ask questions as you're reading as well. Sorry, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just saying that, David, I can forward you the email if you wish.
Yeah, he's got it. He was looking for a single document, that's all. All right. Any other questions? All right, folks. I look forward to all your commentary by Friday. We're going to put this document out on the 23rd and for public comment. So we need everybody's help in making sure that it's well received. So please take a look at the sections that matter most to you first and comment on them, and but try to get through the whole document if you can. But let's start your reading right now. All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.